Hello?
Hey, my bad, Reggie. I was finishing up with another client when you called. Yeah, so let me jump over here. At least, hey, you got the right number now, though. So anytime you have questions, don't hesitate to call me, brother.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right, let me jump in here. All right, so we're switching the card, right? The new card, is it going to be the same billing address, the 4213 Sandwich Circle?
No.
Okay, what's the billing address for this card?
It's 8537.
Okay.
Edgeworth Drive.
Okay.
Capitol Heights, Maryland.
Capitol Heights, Maryland. I've been to Maryland one time. I loved it, man. You said, was it Edgeworth Drive, right?
Edgeworth.
Okay, I put Edgeworth on it. That zip code 20743, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Let me make sure. Okay. I have my other client's account pulled up, so I'm just making sure I'm out of that one first. Alright, so I got that squared away. Name on the card, it's Reginald Harlan, right?
Hello?
Yeah, Reggie. The name on the card is Reginald Harlan, right?
No. So, that'd be a problem because it's also on my business debit card.
Okay.
I don't have my card, but my business partner is his debit card, but it's not an A-Station bond, but his name is on it.
Got it. So I'll put it as a business card then. It's under MP, or hold on. My bad. I have my other client's account still up. It's under the HH and Bond Mechanical?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, it'll be golden then. It's fine. I just got to put it as a business card. You're an authorized user on it, right?
Say one more again?
You're an authorized user on that account, right?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah, you're golden then. All right, so let me update it, put it as a business card. Okay, so this card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
No, this is actually it's a debit card.
Okay, it should have does it start with a 4 or a 5?
It's a Visa.
Okay, it's a Visa. Okay, so it should start with a 4 then. I'm ready for that card number when you are.
About 40036.
Okay.
2305.
Okay.
0300.
Okay.
3942.
Perfect. Expiration date?
0528.
All right. And the CVC code?
That's 202.
Okay. So what I did, okay, I deleted the old card. Okay, and that will reflect in your dashboard. Like when you go to billing, you'll see that card's gone. I updated it to the new card, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then this card we're charging for the application fee, right?
Right.
Okay. So give me one quick second here. All right. Let me attach Google Guarantee to your account. So in 1 second here, you're going to get a email that will say your Google Guarantee campaign has begun. It's going to have a bunch of stuff on there, but the main thing is it's going to have the link to the application, okay? Which I'm also going to have sent you via text message. All right,
okay.
Just give me one sec here.
Are you going to email that link as well?
Yeah, yeah. You're going to get it emailed and texted. Yeah. All right. Boom, boom. Bam. Okay. Got Google Guaranteed attached to your account now. Congratulations. You're going to love this. Let me get Let me make sure that text goes through too. Give me one sec here. All right, there comes the text. And then let me check on the email. I just want to make sure it went through. All right, it says in processing, so it should drop any second. It's going to be titled Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins, okay? Again, it's going to have a link for the application, and let me just double check real quick. Okay, so couple tips on that application, okay? For security purposes, okay? When you start filling it out, let's say you start filling it out and you leave and come back to it, it deletes all the information. Okay, so you're really going to want to do it in one sitting. What I would start with is uploading the license and uploading the insurance. Okay, and then you said you have a partner, right? How big's your crew?
It's three of them.
Three of you. Okay, so what I'd recommend to you, okay, this is just to speed up the background check, all right? You're going to see on the application, it's going to ask you how many field workers you have, okay? What I recommend, you could put zero field workers, and you put one owner, and then they just run the background check on you, okay?
Okay.
Now, your other option is you could put two owners, one field worker, like however it is, right? But then they're going to require a background check on everybody. So to just speed it up, right? I always recommend do zero field workers, one owner. Google doesn't have a van driving around checking up on it, okay? And they don't put only one employee there, you know, on the listing. So it's just a kind of a workaround to get it done faster. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I got it.
Okay. Now, on the background check, okay, there's two companies that do the background check for Google. Very trusted companies. One is Pinkerton, okay? If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed. Okay, like your social, etc. Okay? The other company is called Evident, okay? Now, if Evident is doing your background check, they're also going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license, okay? Nine times out of 10, I've noticed it is Evident. So for your onboarding appointment, just have your driver's license with you, okay?
But let me ask you this.
Yeah, ask away.
So I just got my license renewed, and it's going away in the mail. So the one I got right now, it might say it's expired. I don't know if that's a problem or not.
That is. Okay, so what I'd recommend, because we don't know if it's Pinkerton or Evident, until we create the profile, okay? So first things first, get the application in. If it is Pinkerton doing your background check, you're golden. You don't have to wait for the new license, okay?
Okay.
If it's Evident doing the background check, what we're going to do is we're going to have them check your license, your insurance, right? Get all those other things squared away. And then as soon as you get that driver's license in the mail, we need you to call us. That way, you could scan the front and back of that thing, so we could get it rolling.
Okay, I do have a little temporary license, or like on paper, but I don't know if that means anything.
No, they want it. So I've had a client in a similar situation before. They didn't accept the paper one. We could still try, right. But you're gonna need the driver's license. Now, when did you go get the new one?
Today?
Okay. So sometimes they say 7 to 10 days. It could be sooner. First things first, hopefully it's Pinkerton, and you don't even have to worry about it, you know? But if it's Evident, we could do it in, like, your partner's name or something. Worst case scenario, all you have to do is wait for that new license to come, which is fine. The scan literally goes through, like, on the spot, right? But the background check and the other stuff usually takes about 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So no matter what, you're waiting that amount of time anyways. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully it's Pinkerton and you're golden. But if it's Evident, all you got to do is wait to get that driver's license in. We'll already run everything else That way you don't have to wait on that. Then you just scan the driver's license. They make sure it's good, and then you're golden. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. I appreciate you telling me that, though. So still get your app in and everything submitted. And then if it's evident, we'll get everything else passed while you're waiting for your driver's license, essentially. Okay?
Okay.
One more thing. Let me check your reviews real quick. Hold on. I know I checked it the other day, but I forgot to put it in here. So let me just double check. Yeah, you're golden. Okay, you need 5 reviews to activate the listing. You have 16. So we're going to link your Google reviews to your Google Guarantee page. So you're going to start with 16 reviews or however many you have on there, okay?
All right.
All right, any questions for me so far on any of that?
Now we should be good. So right. Everything is dependent on our vacation, right? But I mean, I should be good.
Yeah, well, I'm going to schedule your onboarding. So what you want to do, try to get the application done tonight if possible. It's a one-page app. Just shoot it over. What they're going to do is create the profile, and then in the onboarding appointment, they'll be able to let you know if it's Pinkerton or Evident doing the background. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So are you going to be able to do the app tonight or?
Yeah, I should be able to do it tonight, though. I mean, I got to got a little event I'm going to between 5:30 and 7:30.
Oh, well, good stuff, man. Yeah, work hard, play hard, right?
nah, what it is we're hosting a domestic violence event.
Good. That's awesome, man. That's amazing.
My cousin got affected by domestic violence.
Right.
As a business, we're going to try to sponsor a domestic violence organization. Do a little hosting event.
That is amazing, man. It's a big problem, like, throughout the U.S., man. You see, like, even baseball players, man, like, it's crazy. You know, it happened to my niece, too, that domestic violence stuff, man. So, it's, that's amazing, brother. I wish I was down there. I would go.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. So, okay, if you don't get it done tonight, what I'm going to do, I'm going to recommend we schedule your onboarding for tomorrow. If you don't get it done tonight, no worries. We could always reschedule it for like Monday or something. But what time tomorrow would work best for you for the onboarding?
So tomorrow, Friday, what do I got going on tomorrow? It's going to be in the afternoon. How long is the onboarding?
It usually takes like 10 minutes. Like basically they send you a bunch of confirmation emails to select like your subcategories, what you want on the profile, and they're going to be able to tell you if it's Pinkerton or Evident doing the background check.
I could do tomorrow, let's say at 12.
At 12? Okay. Give me one sec. They have a 12 and they have a 12:30. What time is best for you?
12.
All right, perfect. So you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It's going to say local splash LSA onboarding appointment, okay? That LSA term, you want to get used to that, okay? Because that's how the leads come through on your phone. It's going to say LSA lead, okay?
So what's the phone number?
It'll be the client's phone number. So it'll be the client's normal phone number, and when you answer, you'll have like a quick like whisper that tells you it's a local service ad lead coming through.
Okay.
Good question. Hold on. Let me make sure. I got way too many tabs open, man. All right. Let me add your email in on there. There we go. Okay. So 1 hour before the appointment tomorrow, so at 11, you'll get an email and a text reminder, okay? So just a heads up on that. And then they're going to call you from our 877 number. It's going to be Bonnie. She's amazing. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to Bonnie, okay?
Okay.
All right. If I am on the phone, she calls on her own so we don't miss the appointment, you know?
Right. Hey, Dad, quick question for you, though. On the Google Guarantee,
how does the budgeting thing work again? You said, how can you explain it to me one more time?
Yeah. So the cost per lead is going to be, hold on, let me go to it so I give you the exact amount. So it's $50.67 per qualified lead, okay? The minimum budget requirement, Google requires you to have a minimum budget of 13 leads for the month, okay? So the minimum budget would be at $661 at the 13 leads, all right? Now, you don't have to do the minimum budget. You could obviously set a higher budget if you'd like. I'll tell you what every one of my clients has done except for one, okay? They start at the minimum budget, get a feel for it, right? And then they increase their budgets. And I have a few clients that are like part-time, so they just keep it at the minimum. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you could really set it where, okay, I want 10 leads a week, so you could make it, you know, where it's a 40 lead budget essentially for the month, but 13 is the minimum. Oh, hello?